Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.
And finally, as we approach 7 o'clock on this Tuesday evening, let's end with markets and company news. And tonight, the turn of Chantal Marx, Head of Research at FNB Wealth and Investments. So, Chantal, in afternoon trade, a fairly flat day on the markets, and financial shares, I see, still under a degree of pressure.
Yes, so we do have some pressure on the financial shares, which is actually quite confusing if you consider that the rand is quite strong and bond yields are also well supported today. And then resources on the flip side, having a really good day. And at the start of the day, we wouldn't have said that this would be the outcome either, because we actually had Australian mining shares under a little bit of pressure, and the gold price also hasn't been that well supported. But I guess we were wrong today.
So what's the pullback as far as resources? What's all that about? Because over the past couple of days, there's been a nice run there.
Yes, so we were expecting a pullback earlier this morning, and then the Chinese came out with a interest rate cut and further support for their local markets. And the expectation is that if you can get growth to move forward properly in the Chinese market, then demand for commodities will increase. And I think that that's probably been the overwhelming trend over the last few weeks when it comes to the resources shares. A stronger China is really good for commodity demand.
Chantal, let's have a quick look at Sasol. There were two items of news out. One is that it's going to slash its emissions budget by more than 70%. Share price up 6% today. Then there's also news of a separate listing as far as its chemicals division is concerned.
Yes, so this all forms part of Sasol's new strategy that they unveiled at a capital markets day that started at 10 a.m. this morning. We're still getting bits and pieces of information coming through, but it does look as if that chemical unit will be separately listed. They said before 2030. I think that will be quite positive, because really it should be looked at separately to the South African assets in particular. The drivers are slightly different, and obviously geographically speaking, it's in a different geography altogether. The expectation is that it could unlock some value for shareholders, because if you're pricing these two businesses separately, the theory is that it will be worth more if you count those two together than they are as one operating business unit. And then the other thing on the renewables, yes, they're slashing the CapEx budget there. And I think market participants are positive that that could aid them in bringing down their debt and perhaps being on a more sustainable footing from a longer term balance sheet perspective.
Talking about a sustainable footing, I'm just looking at my screen right now. The rand, a bit like a rugby forward at the moment. You spoke about some strength, but I've got it at 17.98 against the dollar, so it's breached 18. Where do you think the currency is heading?
So the currency is trading in a bit of a band. So we've had it coming, and it's actually trading between just under 18 to about 18.10 over the last 2 days. And I think it's in wait and see mode. It's obviously a lot stronger than it was a few weeks ago. And I think that that reflects some stability in the GNU and probably some less fear around the US tariff story, because obviously we're a small open economy. So if there's tariff chaos and trade chaos, we will be impacted. So I think that the fact that there's a bit of calm there, and the fact that it's widely expected that the budget that's going to be presented tomorrow will pass, probably giving the rand a little bit of reprieve.
So let's talk about us all being in a bit of a wait and see mode right now. One is this big Donald Trump Cyril Ramaphosa meeting tomorrow, and then, as you say, the budget as well, 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. What is the best you think that we can hope for from both of those events, and perhaps more importantly, what is the market hoping for?
So I think when it comes to the budget, that's the easier question. When it comes to the budget, we are still looking for a way to maintain our primary surplus. So that means generally that our expenses are less than our revenue if you exclude interest payments. And there will have to be some juggling in order to get that done, because some of the areas that the finance minister was hoping to spend money on, we may have to see a bit of a pullback on that. But importantly, the market does not want South Africa to increase their bond issuance or to really push up the amount that it's borrowing in order to fund its expenditure. So if we can get to a scenario where we're trying to balance everything, or we'll at least get to a point where we can balance everything quite nicely, now not getting the VAT hike, I think that would be a best case scenario. When we look at the meeting between US President Donald Trump and Cyril Ramaphosa, I think the best we can hope for is that cool heads prevail, and that we get calm feedback once that feedback scenario happens. I think the overriding fear is that we could have a Zelensky moment. I don't think that's anyone's base case at this point in time, but anything I think better than that, and perhaps hopefully some positive movement in terms of trade negotiations and a resolve of some of the issues that we are facing at the moment, particularly as it pertains to South Africa's policy stance, maybe that would be the best thing to hope for.
Chantal, a couple of items of company news. Let's start with Alex Forbes. It's the big financial services group statement out today, expecting to report higher annual earnings and talking about a continued growth in operating income. So good news.
Yes, very good news. Sustaining a really strong growth trajectory that we've seen over the last few years from Alexander Forbes. When the company listed, I think in around about 2017, I mean, it was slow going for a while. They were very indebted, and it was really a struggle to see where the growth was going to come from. But they've restructured that business. They've made a few very clever acquisitions, and they're ticking along quite nicely.
Let's talk about a company called Newton. We know it previously as Transaction Capital, and again, announcing that it's narrowed its losses. And this is all due to a big restructuring. And we would have also known the company through its ownership at one point of We Buy Cars.
Yes, so We Buy Cars within discontinued operations, and then the big troublesome kind of SA Taxi business, or business formerly known as SA Taxi, also within discontinued operations. The results don't look terrible, but they don't look great either. So what you're left with essentially is, in South Africa you've got a debt collection business, and in Australia you've got a business process outsourcing business, but their cost base is still a little bit chunky, and I'm not sure what portion of that will be carried through in the next financial year. But it's definitely something that they'll still need to look at, because as things stand, from the continuing operations, we're still seeing a loss.
And very quickly, talking of We Buy Cars, numbers out yesterday, I think it was, and the company saying it's now positioning itself to capitalize on the rapid rise of Chinese car brands in South Africa. And that, I guess, makes perfect sense.
Yes. So I think that they are also dependent on supply, right? So if we see a rising demand from in new vehicle sales, or we see rising new vehicle sales of these Chinese brands, then obviously the used market needs to step in as well. I think that they're still a little bit unsure around which brands will end up being the winners. They specifically mentioned that they quite like Haval. But yeah, I think when you go to these vehicle supermarkets from We Buy Cars over the next few years, you're definitely going to see those brands there as well.
And we'll talk again soon. Chantal Marx, Head of Research at FNB Wealth and Investments, thank you very much.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.